This is Sunday morning, December the 2nd, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This first segment is called The Separation of Church and State. You can go back in the history of the world and see the decline of the nations, even your own nation. Through separation of the church from the state, God has been outed. The separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. This is what the First Amendment says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abiding the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. So the church should hold the government accountable. See, this is a problem. This is why with the separation, it's like the church has no say. But in the Constitution, it says we hold the church accountable. And as even private citizens, we have the right now. We could take up arms and we could overrun the government, kick them out of that place, and elect new officials. In fact, it says it's our bound and determined duty to do so. We're negligent if we don't do so. If this president doesn't get his butt in gear and do what he needs to do, as the Lord leads him to do it, we the people are going to have to do something. Either that or we let our world be overrun by Satan and his gang. That is the truth. And that's why there's a lot of militia in this country that's willing and waiting at any moment. The president can call up the militia anytime. We could have our kids and grandkids have called up. Possibility. May still be a possibility before this thing is said and done. Okay. The church should hold the government accountable. God has put us in charge. See, I don't think people get it. The government's not in charge. We are in charge. The church is in charge. And we are held accountable for it nearly going down the tubes. No leader will make it without the church involvement and support. Ain't going to happen. The church separated themselves and became a separate organization and stopped evangelizing. This is how Jezebel and Pharisee came to rule. To restore the church and the nation, there can be no more separation. That means as Christians, we must be informed about the state of our nation and receive the strategies from the Holy Spirit to implement God's plan for our nation. In the Old Testament, there were three leaders that were anointed, priest, prophet, and king. It took these leaders working together to take out Jezebel. Now I want to look at some scriptures in 1 Kings chapter 17. Now I'll bring this up again, but what the Lord said to me in the Old Testament was the king, the priest, and the prophet. In the New Testament, the fivefold ministry and the members in the body of Christ all are kings and priests. It's not the same. The Old Testament prophet's not the same as the New Testament prophet or the ministry gifts. Okay, 1 Kings 17. Elijah the Tishbite, verse 1, of the temporary residence of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain these 3 years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go from there and turn east and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, east of the Jordan. You shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he did according to the word of the Lord. He went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. After a while, the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. Okay, what happened? By the decree of faith, this prophet stopped rain. Why? Ahab was wicked. Jezebel, his wife, wicked. So I'd say that it was the prophet that was in control here, not the king. Yeah. You could say the church. Let's put it in the New Testament. The church. Kings and priests. Okay. All right, go to chapter 18. says here, after many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. So Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria. So all this going on in the land, the drought and all of that, it was because of the decree of the prophet. And Ahab called Obadiah, who was the governor of his house, and Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them in 50s in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, go into the land to all the fountains of water and to all the brooks. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive, that we lose none of the beast. So you see how destitute the land was. So they divided the land between them to pass through it. Ahab went one way, Obadiah went another, each by himself. And as Obadiah was on the way, behold, Elijah met him. He recognized him and fell on his face and said, are you my lord Elijah? He answered to him, it is I. Go tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, what sin have I committed that you would deliver your servant into the hands of Ahab to be slain? As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my lord has not sent to seek you. And when they said, he is not here, he took an oath from the kingdom or nation that they had not found you. And now you say, go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And as soon as I have gone out from you, the Spirit of the Lord will carry you, I know not where. So when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared and revered the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50s in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah's here, and he will kill me. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to Ahab today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, he said to him, are you he who troubles Israel? Elijah replied, I have not troubled Israel, but you have in your father's house by forsaking the commandments of the Lord and by following the Baals. Therefore send and gather to me all Israel at Mount Carmel, and the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of Ashtaroth, who eat at Jezebel's table. So get a picture here. Here's the king of Israel. His wife is Jezebel, and she has her own prophets, kind of like the church that's gone renegade, that's lost her first love, that's catered to Satan. Even in Revelation, Jesus admonished a church that had Jezebel enthroned in their church. Yeah. So during this time, Elijah, he's the one that took out Baal worship. And their daughter later on. But the thing is, this prophet, Elisha, after Elijah went on to be with the Lord, Elisha anointed Jehu, and he's the one that took out Athaliah, Jezebel's daughter. And they cleared the land of idol worship, routed Baal worship. See, Baal worship has become a god in the United States of America. It's the one that abortion and these Luciferians, they worship Baal, Moloch. So it took the prophet, it took the one that represented, you'd have to say like the prophet represented God in that day, like the church does today. So it's our place to make sure. Whoever comes in office, we're going to cause all kinds of trouble for them if they don't bow. You bow, you're going to burn. That's pretty well what it was like. The land's not going to, you know, we went through all this drought before all this junk happened here. We were under water bans for like 3 years here, the whole state of Texas, these things happening. Why? Because the wicked are in authority. Mm-hmm. Well, what the Lord is saying, we're not independent. We can't be in our little country club over here and the world's just going to hell in a handbasket and we're expecting God to show up. It is just not going to happen. The church has to get busy and do what she is supposed to do in the earth, or he, whichever. Let me read that again, what the Lord said over here. No leader will make it without the church's involvement and support. The church separated themselves and became a separate organization and stopped evangelizing. This is how Jezebel and Pharisee came to rule. To restore the church and the nation, there can be no more separation. That means as Christians, we must be informed about the state of our nation and receive strategies from the Holy Spirit to implement God's plan for our nation. In the Old Testament, there were leaders that were anointed, like the priest, prophet, and the king. It took these leaders working together to take out Jezebel. It was the priest and the king are the ones that took out Athaliah and Jezebel. They worked together. They weren't separate. Okay, we need to get that concept thinking out of our minds. Okay. All right, the Lord said to me about that as I was pondering this. The Lord said that Elijah represents the church of that day. The Old Testament, only the priest, prophet, and king had the anointing. In the New Testament, we had the fivefold ministry gifts, and all members of the body of Christ are kings and priests unto God. It will take the church and our president to take out Jezebel and Pharisee. And whoever his successor is, that's something we need to be praying through right now too. God gave strategies to take out Jezebel. You know, Jehu, he tripped Athaliah. He said, okay, we're going to have this meeting and we're going to, if Jezebel served Baal good, I'm going to serve him greater, you know. And so he trapped them all in this temple. And anyway, they burned it and killed them all. Okay, Jehu anointed the king, the prophet, and the king combination. Donald J. Trump has been anointed to take out Jezebel also. Our job is to seek God and hear his plan, do his command. Pray for the president and our leaders. Pray for the awakening of the church so they obey the Lord. Time for the virgins to awaken and trim their lamps. Okay, Jehu took out Jezebel, but didn't walk in God's ways after that. You know, he did all of that, and then he turned it from the Lord himself. Athaliah or Athaliah, whichever you want to call it, God raised up Josiah to be king. He walked with God all the days that I think his mother was alive. When she died, he went south. So we need to continue to pray for our leaders. We can't just pray for this time and we get over the hump and then we forget about it. We have to continue. We have a huge part to play for a total purging of our land. We must stay awake, cover our leaders, and see it through so we don't see any Jezebel's daughters rising up. Pray specifically for the next president to succeed, that's going to succeed Donald J. Trump. I don't know if it's Mike Pence or not. We'll see. The Elijah-Elisha anointing. I've heard others talking about that, never really had anything on it until I had this. It took them both. We are a team, a combo of church and state.